Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. And today you can tap into the source in which to live a wonderful new lifestyle of wealth and abundance that affects all areas of your life. Join Dr. Anne as she enriches us with her holistic wisdom on the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program. And here's Dr. Anne.
Hello, my beautiful and be joyful ones, and welcome to the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we ignite the flames of change in your consciousness to live a true wealthy life, which includes your career, relationships, recreation, having fun, health, wellness, abundance, finances, and spirituality. Today, we have a special guest. His name is Ola Joseph, and we are going to be talking about embracing change for a better living. And you know who I am. This is your Dr. Anne, your Joy of Wealthy Living host. I hope you're doing beautifully this morning, or this evening, or this afternoon, depending on where you are on this magnificent place called Earth. I am just doing great. The sun is shining where I am. The temperature is warming up. It's touching 100 degrees. Yes, yes, it feels so good out there. Well, listen to the quote that I found about change. It's by one of America's most beloved authors. His name was Samuel Clemens, or in other words, Mark Twain. 20 years from now, you will be disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did. So throw off the brow lines. Sail away from the safe harbor. Catch the trade winds in yourselves. Explore, dream, discover. Are you embracing change in your life? Are you ready to sail away from the safety of your harbor? Are you ready to explore, dream, and discover all that the universe has for you? Do not be disappointed by the things you didn't do. Step out of your comfort zone and be the person you were deemed to be. And then just fast forward yourself 20 years down the road, whether you'll be 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, no, oh well, anyway, no matter what your age may be, live a life of no regrets because you have taken that part of you that extends beyond a four-letter word called fear. That you have the courage to make a change in your life. And by making a change in your life, you make change in other people's lives as well. Everyone, just take a deep breath with me right now as we go into our little meditative part of our program. Take a deep breath and release it and just get settled into the beautiful and joyous place of wherever you are. And just remember that where you are, it is exactly where you're supposed to be. It is perfect and everything is in divine order, I say. Even though I don't like it, you may not like it, but everything is perfect in its right place. Take another deep breath with me, please, and just blow out whatever it is that is no longer a part of life and just release it and let it go. And as you are breathing in and getting settled in this wonderful place, just know that there is only one power, one spirit, one life. And this power, spirit, and life is in everywhere, is everywhere. This power, spirit, and life is in everything and in everyone. I call it God, the creative intelligence in all things that was, is, and shall be. It is you and it is me. I, Dr. Ann, speak my word for you and myself, knowing that with every second that we are alive, we are presented with the gift of change. With an open mind and arms, we are able to embrace this precious gift called change. There is excitement, gaiety, and knowing that this gift is an opportunity to grow, to expand, to make a difference in the lives of others as well as ourselves. I release any false evidence that is appearing to be real in my life. And you do the same too. That prevents a smooth transition, a positive transformation in our lives now and forever. I accept, appreciate, and acknowledge this gift of change. For I know without a doubt, if we would be able to be the perfect person in the divine plan that has already been planned for us, then we must release this and we must accept it. We must appreciate it and we should also acknowledge it. I joyously release and let these words go with gratitude into the perfect universe, knowing it is so. I let it be, and so it is. And so it is. Amen. And so it is. So take another deep breath, will you? And just breathe in and then release and let anything that is unlike the magnificent one, the divine one, into the ethers and let it go. Let it go, whatever it is. You don't need to be carrying that around with you. Let it go. And one more time, breathe in and release and let go. And as you are coming back into this wonderful space, here is something for you to smile about today. I thought this was appropriate. It's all about change today. And here is what happened. Okay, this yogi, you know, a person that believes in yoga and does yoga, believes in all of the principles of yoga, went to the ball game the other day and went to one of the vendors that was selling one of the sandwiches. Okay, well, you know, it wasn't a vegetarian yogi, okay? So the vendor person asked the yogi, said, "What do you want?" "So I want a sandwich and I want you to make one with everything." Okay? So he's saying, you know, yogis believe that they're one with all, with everything. All right. So then the vendor made the sandwich. And after he had received the sandwich, he gave the vendor a $20 bill. And the vendor just smiled at the yogi. And, you know, of course, it seems like it was going to be a very expensive sandwich for $20. And so the yogi, you know, forgetting all of his peace and oneness, was becoming very infuriated and demanded, "Where is my change?" And the vendor replied, "Oh, one with everything. Change comes from within." Shaboom.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I know. I laugh. You may not laugh, but smile. Just a little bit. Smile. Just smile. You'll get it. But I do have to say this. Smile with me and wish me, I'm putting it out there. Tomorrow is my birthday. Yay. No, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I'm just one with everything. I'm old as the sea and young as the river. I'm not telling the age. But because tomorrow is my birthday, I am going to offer a wonderful gift, and that is my book, and I'm going to discount it, a little discount. Instead of $25, I'm going to offer it for $20 for everything, the coaching session, the program assessment, and everything. So just email me at DrAnn@MyJoyEnterprise and just put in the header, the subject line, birthday special. Thank you. And by the way, since you're listening to my program, have you had the opportunity to listen to any of the other programs that are on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, such programs as The Juniper Tree with Jill Summerhays, or The Marie Diamond Show, Transform Your Life, Impact the World, or Appreciating the Godness with Charles Williams? Oh, now, you know what? That should be interesting, because this is a man talking about appreciating the Godness. So go to the LOA Radio Network and just tune into some of the other programs as well as The Joy of Wealthy Living, and you will see that there are other amazing and fulfilling programs as well. So let's take just a little break before we tune in and have our guest, Ola, come in and have this wonderful conversation of embracing change for a better life. See you in just a bit.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Well, here we are. And I want to welcome our very special guest. His name is Ola Joseph. Ola, are you there?
I am right here. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, Ola. Let me tell the audience a little bit about you, and then we're going to have this wonderful time together today.
Yes.
Ola was born in a small fishing island village in one of the poorest areas of Nigeria. He arrived in the United States a few years ago with less than $100 in his pocket, armed with the courage to succeed. Today, he is an author, a speaker, a trainer, and a life coach. He captures audiences with his stories of courage, perseverance, and triumph over life's challenges in his presentations. He believes that change is an opportunity for something better to happen. He also believes that the ability to be aware, accept, and embrace change is the one skill that separates the successful people from the horde of other that also runs. Ola is a United States Navy veteran, a one-time National Speakers Association chapter member of the year. He is the author of Count 'em, not one, Count 'em, not two, but 11 best-selling books and various educational programs. He is a member of the National Association of the Judiciary Interpreters and Translators in 5 languages, as well as a certified oral proficiency tester with the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages. Ola, my goodness, when do you have time to live?
I'm living fully.
You are living fully. Oh, my goodness. First of all, you say you speak or translate 5 different languages. What
yes.
5 languages do you speak or translate?
Okay. You have Yoruba, Ilaje, Ikale, Apoi, and Nigerian Pidgin English.
Okay, some of those I've never heard of and probably may not ever speak, but you know what James Bond said, never say never. So I'm not going to never say never. There may be an opportunity that I might have to learn one of those languages that you just mentioned. And are those languages indigenous to Nigeria?
Yes. They are all spoken in Nigeria. And by the way, before we go further, something just happened while you were doing your introduction.
What?
I didn't know we share the same birthday, June 1st.
I know. You have a birthday the day after mine. I know that. I know that.
That is interesting.
I know. So, you know, we share common attributes, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things is communication. If any of you are into the Gemini, you know, thing, one of the attributes of Geminis, which we both is the art of communication.
Exactly.
And yes, and connecting with different people. And being on the radio is a wonderful format for me to communicate with not only my special guests like Ola, but for you, the listening audience, and people not only here in the United States, but all over the world. There are people who are listening. So this is a wonderful platform for us Gemini twins to share our gift of communication.
Very well said. Very well said.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ola, you are a speaker, you are an author, you are a trainer, you are a life coach, you are an interpreter. Which one do you really like to do the best?
Well, you know, a woman actually came to my table one day when I was speaking at a conference. She looked at all my books and she said, which of these books is your best or the one you like the most? And I said, do you have a child or do you have children? She said, oh, yes, I have children. And I said, how many? She said, 4. And I said, which of them do you love the most? She said, I love all of them. And I said, I love all my books. I love everything I do. Everything I do, I love, I enjoy, and I can do them for free. That's how much I love them.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, you know, I guess that might be a Gemini trait too, because I find myself doing some of the same things. I'm not an interpreter, though. I don't speak 5 languages. I barely speak English. So, therefore, you know, being an interpreter, that's not on my radar right now. However, the training, the education part, the speaking part, the the writing part, the coaching part, we do share in common. Yes, and I love doing all of that. Yes, I can understand that. Definitely.
It's amazing what you can actually make a difference in other people's lives through what you say, through what you write. And when you communicate with people, that's exactly what you are doing. At times, you may not see the results right away, or they may not even notice the impact right away, but somewhere down the line, the seed that you plant today or sow today will begin to germinate in their lives. And without knowing, they begin to reach back and pull from what you have given them. You know, so it's a great way to impact people's lives.
Absolutely. So that leads straight into what our topic is for today: embracing change for a better living. And your story about your life, that had to be an impactful change. The day that you made up in your mind to leave Nigeria to come to the United States with only $100, you know, you can spend, if you, depending on where you land in the United States, that $100 will be gone in 5 minutes.
Very true. Very true.
So what was the catalyst for the change that made you want to come to the United States in the first place? What happened?
That's a long story, but let me just give you a little bit of what happened. I was working at a bank, and I had many friends who were stationed in overseas countries, some in Russia, some in the U.S., and some in the U.K. And most of these people would come home to see their family members or parents. They would stay in my place, then they would go to their villages. On their way back to UK or wherever they came from, they would stop at my place, and then they would go away. So one day I was standing in my office, and I looked out of the window, and I saw an airplane flying by. And the idea came to me, saying, why are you here? Why can't you go? Everybody is out there, so why can't you go? And from that very moment, the idea to fly out of the country came to me. And as they say, the rest is history, because right from that moment, everything began to fall in place. People who will help me, people who will give me information, what I needed to do to actually be able to travel out, started happening. Most of those things were there before, but I really didn't see them. I didn't notice them until I decided I was going to travel out. And so that was the beginning of the catalyst, as you put it, for me to travel out of Nigeria to come to the United States.
Wow, wow. And while I have this little time, hi out there, the listeners out there, if you have any questions for Ola and embracing change and for better living, our telephone number that you can dial into is 646, area code 646-716-6230. Let me repeat that again, 646-716-6230. And I see that we have somebody already on, ready to ask a question a little later, I'm quite sure. So, do you consider yourself a change agent? Are you someone who has dedicated your life for change and helping other people to go through change and transformation? And if you are, how would you define change?
Thank you very much for that question. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I consider myself to be a change agent in various ways. Not only do I change people's lives through my writing, I do that when I coach people, I do that when I speak. And now, talking about change, my simple definition of change is, change is an opportunity for something better to happen. That's the simplest definition you can give to change. I know a lot of people are afraid of change. And change means different things to different people. But one thing I tell people, which I know myself, is that whether we like it or not, whether we want it or not, change is going to happen. And since we are natural beings, we have to embrace change, because even nature embraces change. And that's how nature renews itself. We have the summer, we have the fall, we have the winter, we have the spring. These are changes that help nature to keep renewing itself. And so we are all human beings. We are natural beings. And so we have to embrace change. And that's why, whether we like it or not, change is going to happen. We might as well embrace it, or else we'll be left behind.
You said we might as well embrace change, or we're going to be left in the dust. Is that correct? Yeah. So you said that people tend to be afraid of fear, and to be afraid of change. And I was just thinking about fear. I had spoken earlier about this word called fear. False appearances appearing real is one of the acronyms that a lot of people use when they want to describe fear. So why do you think people are so afraid of change? If change is going to happen anyway, why are we so afraid of it?
I believe the reason why a lot of people are afraid of change is the fear of the unknown, because we don't know what is out there. And so we want to hold on to what we have, what we are familiar with, and what we think we can control. And so we don't want to step out of our comfort zone because we feel we may not be able to control what is out there. But as I said before, change is an opportunity for something better to happen. Until you actually step out of your comfort zone and you embrace change, you don't know and you will not see the opportunities that are within the change that is happening. Because within every situation we find ourselves, there are opportunities. And until we embrace and explore the opportunities, we will not be able to take advantage of them. So people are afraid of change mainly because they don't know what is out there and they don't feel they can control what is out there. So they hold on to what they know and what they can control.
Well, I tend to agree with that. But here's a point here. Change. And if we are going to, let it happen, or we let it happen by default or whatever, do we have control? Can we have control? Can people make positive changes, or people make negative changes? What do you tell people to do? Do you tell them to get off the fence or stop straddling the fence and do something, whether it's negative or positive change, because change is going to happen? So what do you do?
Okay. There are six things, and I'm going to give you three tonight, that you need to do to embrace change.
Okay.
The first thing you have to get rid of, because these are the things that inhibit people from embracing change. The first one is your habit. We are all creatures of habit. And because we get so comfortable doing something over and over and over again, we tend to like what we do, even when we don't feel comfortable or feel happy doing it, because we feel, okay, we can control this. We keep doing it. So habit is number one thing that prevent people from embracing change. If we can get rid of our old habits, which according to my book says, old habits die hard. If we can get rid of the habit, we will be able to embrace change. So the number one thing that prevents people from embracing change is habit.
Our habits.
Yes, mm-hmm. Habit.
Okay.
The second thing, it's our negative attitude towards change.
Oh, we have to get rid of those too?
We have to get rid of our negative attitude towards change. You see, when you don't have good attitude towards change, anything new that comes to you, you tend to look at it from a point of view that, okay, I'm not sure I understand what is going on here. I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to touch it. And so you have this negative attitude. And as my grandmother would say, you can't go out to fish in a leaking boat. You will soon find yourself in the water. So negative attitude is like going out to the river to fish. And so you cannot make it back to the shore if you do that. So we have to get rid of the negative attitude. And the third thing I want to leave with our listeners is procrastination. That is another thing that prevents people from embracing change. If I were to come to your house or maybe the house of one of our listeners right now, I'll probably find boxes and boxes of things that you've been trying to get rid of since you left high school, sitting in your garage, and you have not done anything about them because you keep postponing, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next year. And so when we can get rid of procrastination and embrace change, see, there are three things to change. You become aware of it, you accept it, and you embrace it. As soon as you become aware of it, what you want to do is look at it, accept it, and embrace it. Because if you don't accept it, you are likely not going to embrace it. You don't embrace what you don't accept or like. As a result of that, you stay back. You become aloof. So three things: awareness, acceptance, and embrace. So these are the three things I want to leave with you tonight. Get rid of the habit. Get rid of negative attitude towards change. And just do it, like Nike will say. So don't procrastinate.
Just do it, huh?
Just do it.
Just do it. Well, is this easy to do? Are these the changes? Oh, yeah, duh. These three things, and there are changes that we would have to incorporate into our daily living for a better living. To me, you know, if I was not making right choices in my life, these things to me would be kind of difficult for me to do.
They can be difficult, but when you make up your mind to do what you want to do, you can do it because you have control over your mind. Those things don't control you. You can control them. It is when you give them the power over you, that's when they control you, like your habit. I don't want to bump people who smoke now, but somebody who is a smoker, that cigarette will not jump out of where it is and jump into your mouth. You go there, you pick it up, you put the light to it, and you put it to your mouth because you've created that habit over a period of time. You can control it. If you refuse to go there to pick it up, it cannot jump into your mouth. So it's not easy to get rid of, but it is possible and it is doable.
Okay. I have a guest who's waiting patiently. I think this caller has a question. Let me just open up the line here. Hello there. How are you tonight or this afternoon or this morning, wherever you are? How are you?
It's afternoon where I am, Dr. Ann. I'm Coffee, and I do have a question.
Oh, wonderful.
I love the information about making change, but what do we do with our friends or ourselves when suddenly there's a sudden change and they panic? They just panic through the whole thing. What would you suggest? They find out something's happening. They've lost a job. That isn't fun. They may lose their house. That's what's happening to a lot of people right now. How can we help them best? What can we remind them of to help them, please?
Good question, Coffee. Good question. Ola, what do you think?
Thank you very much for your question. Yes, it is true that when a change happens, especially if it affects us, our family, our job, we tend to become cynical, we are angry, we are asking, why me, why me? Why not you?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, what happens, happens for a reason. Nothing in nature happens without a reason. There is no vacuum in nature. Even when you hold an empty glass, supposed to be an empty glass, guess what? There is something in that glass, according to science. Okay? So we tend to panic. Instead of settling down, stepping back, and take a good look at what has just happened. Okay? Where is the blessing in what has just happened? Where is the advantage in what has just happened? Let's say somebody has just lost his job. There could be an opportunity there for him to start his own business or even to get a better job. But because he's so used to waking up every day, going to that work, driving the same road for the past 20 years, he just can't pardon himself not having a job for one day. And so he fails to see the opportunity that is right there. There could be another job waiting for him, but here he is getting angry, getting cynical over the one that he has just lost. You see, you cannot reach for anything until you let go of what you are holding. My grandfather used to say, you want something, open your arm. When you open your arm, something good will come in. But if you close your arm or you close your hand, guess what? Nothing is going to get into those hands. And so the way you help them is let them step back, take a deep breath. Yes, that's gone. Let it go. Now look at what you have. Because what is within you is more than what you lost. And if you don't take the time to look at what you have within you, you'll be crying over spilled milk because that one is gone. God has taken that away from you. It doesn't belong to you anymore. What is left for you right there with you, and unless you take the time to look at it, you will not see. So there's always something good in change. Change is an opportunity for something better to happen.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for you. Do you have any other questions, or did he do good for you?
Oh, he did very well with that question.
Yes.
Okay.
And I really appreciate the answer. Thank you. Bye for now.
Let me just add something to it while you are there. See, the man said, when I was younger, I felt smart. I wanted to change the world. But now that I'm old, I'm wiser, and I want to change myself. So don't try to change people, but try and work on yourself. People will see the example in you. And
yes,
wow.
I agree with that, yes. And sometimes people come to us in those panics, and that's why I was asking the question. They're in total panic when they come to me or someone else I know. So, yeah. And this will certainly help calm them down. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question.
All right. Well, thank you. So, Ola, and Ola, it just seems that the world is constantly changing, as you said. You know, things do not always remain the same. And some of us are stuck in the ways of the past. Like you said, they are so attached to their habits that they are so comfortable in doing the same thing over and over and over again. And pardon me?
And getting the same result.
And getting the same result, doing the same old thing and still getting the same result. And then they complain. I want this to change. You know, they say, well, this got to change. But when people put certain wheels into motion for change, and things are changing. People want to complain. And, you know, we see this in our politics. We see this in our government. We see this all around us, especially, you know, this is an election year here in the United States, and everybody's always talking about change. But when change is there, you know, everybody's talking about, well, we don't want change. We want change, but we don't want change.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is so interesting. I want change, but I don't want change. And so it's like, what do you do with people like that, Ola, who say, I want change, but I don't want change, you know?
Well, you can't help them that much. All you have to do is just let them know that whether they like it or not, change is going to happen. Whether they want it or not, change is going to happen, because the only thing that is constant is change.
And yes.
Change will happen whether we like it or not, as I said. And it's happening every second. Every second of the day, there's something that is changing, even within our bodies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, speaking of bodies, you know, like I mentioned earlier, like, tomorrow is my birthday. Well, it just seemed like just yesterday I was just a wee baby in arms. And what happened? Over these years, I've changed.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
I've liked it or not. Yeah, but, you know, some things we have no control over. And so we have to accept that. Don't you agree?
Yes, that's very true. And people who do not like change, people who like structure, they suffer when change comes around, because they don't want to let go of what they know. And so they suffer because they can't cope. Some of them get stressed out and they just, you know, collapse or do something stupid in the process. But if we learn to let go of what has gone, or of the habits that we've been having for years, then we can embrace something new.
Yes, yes. So, Ola,
yes.
You have 11 books. Are any of these books, any of these 11 books on change?
Yes, there is one that is on change. It's called Wind of Change in the Air. Can't you feel it? Wind of Change in the Air. Can't you feel it? It's an amazing way to understand and deal with change in your personal and professional life. And some of the things I've been talking about here this evening are coming from the book. Not all of them. I gave you 3 instead of 6.
Oh, so that in order for them to find out what the other 3, you would, they would have to buy the book, huh?
Oh, yes. That way they will be able to get the full enchilada, as they say. But the full information is in the book. And I also have a DVD of the same title, Wind of Change in the Air. And in both items, both the book and the DVD, what I'm talking about is how to embrace change, what you can do to embrace change, and what you stand to gain when you embrace change. Because when you embrace change, you renew yourself. You grow. Because that's what nature is all about. Can you imagine if we have summer all year round?
Yes.
The whole world is burning off completely. But summer comes, and then after a while, we have fall. And before we know it, yeah, and then spring is here, and all the flowers are blooming, and we are out, butterflies are out there. And we all go out and, hoo-ha, butterflies are beautiful, hoo-ha. But we don't usually stop for a moment to think about the change that particular butterfly has gone through before it becomes something we can hoo-ha about. That butterfly has changed.
Yes.
That's why we can hoo-ha about it. So
yes.
Change constantly with us, and it's with us. And unless we embrace change, we will be getting the same result because we keep doing the same thing over and over again. And guess what? Change is moving on, whether we like it or not, or whether we notice it or not.
I see. So, Ola, where can they get your book?
Oh, wow. My
and your DVD.
Yes, they are available at my website, which is www.olayinka.com. Let me spell that. It's O, L as in London, A as in Apple, Y, I, N as in Nancy, K as in King, A as in Apple, olayinka.com. You can go to Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, or if you just Google my name, it will take you to my website, and you just click on product. It will take you to my store, and you can buy anything you want to buy there. Free shipping.
Oh.
That will be the gift I'm going to give our listeners tonight. You get anything you buy tonight, free shipping to anywhere in the world. Let me put it that way, since we have everybody listening around the world.
We are open to the whole wide world. Yes, sir. Okay. And then before we leave, I'll ask you again to give that information out there again. So, Ola, so change. We make change every day. In this program, we're changing. We're changing by the information that you are giving us, by listening to you, by answering questions. We are changing because we are changing our perspectives on the word change, hopefully. And we are going to be more, oh, I want to say discerning about the habits that we have, changing our habits in order to embrace change in our lives. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So what else can you tell us about change?
What else can I tell you about change? You don't want to do you? Because we can be here all night.
We have a few more minutes before it's time for us to go.
Let me give you one other example about change. I'm sure you are sitting there, you are good looking, you have jewelry, maybe earrings, rings, and some things that you adorn yourself with. One thing I tell you is that gold or the diamond you are wearing right now has gone through change. You probably would not have touched it when it was dug out of the ground because it was a mere dirt, it was muddy, it was dirty, yucky. You didn't want to touch it. But now that it has gone through fire to purify it, you can pick it up, put it in your ears, and you say, wow, I look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Go through change. Change is another way of purifying you, getting rid of the old and renewing you. You become a new you, and that's what change will do to you. Just like the butterfly we were talking about.
Yes.
When that butterfly was in the moth and in the cocoon, it was yucky, you probably wouldn't touch it. Struggled, and then it changed, and now it's flying around, and we are about
oh, how beautiful that little butterfly is. Yes, yes.
That's important to actually consider the change that the butterfly went through, or the gold that you are wearing, or the diamond that you are wearing. It went through fire.
Yes.
It's a way to purify you. And so if you want to be purified, then you want to embrace change.
Yes, it reminds me of a song when you're talking about going through the fire. There's a song by Chaka Khan, Through the Fire, Through the Rain. You know, you have to go through all of these to become the person or the plant or the mineral that is sparkling, that is out there, that's glowing, that's growing. You have to go through certain types of changes, whether we like it or not.
That's true.
Whether we like it or not. Because fire can be very helpful. You know, it provides the heat, and it provides that energy that can make the change or the transformation from one thing or one property to another property. But then fire can also be detrimental. It can be something that can destroy things too.
That's
same with rain.
But you know what? In one of the languages I speak, we have a saying that Ile Oba Tojo Ewa Lobusi. I know you don't have a clue what that means, but what
I sure don't, and don't even ask me to repeat it because I can't.
If you have a Yoruba man listening somewhere, he understands. But this is what it simply means: that when a king's palace gets burnt down, the next one that is going to be built is going to be more beautiful than the one that got burnt down. So fire may be destroying something, but when you actually look at it, it's likely going to bring about something more beautiful because fire is another way of purifying the environment.
Yes.
You remember when they were doing farming, they will set the farm on fire before they begin their planting season. That's to kill off all the germs and whatever it is that may prevent their crops from growing. So
yes,
fire is destructive, but when you actually flip it, it's a purifier.
So back to the positiveness. So what we think is an agent of that can destroy is actually something for our good.
Yes. It depends on how you use it. You can't change everything. You cannot change everything. But you have to change what you can.
Mm.
You have to face it. In fact, somebody once said that not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced.
Yes, yes, yes. Ola, I know that you travel quite a bit. So where are you going to be soon? I know we were trying to get you to come down here to Phoenix, but you will get here. You will get here. I just don't know when, but you will get here. Where is your next appearance?
My next appearance is going to be in Florida, Orlando, Florida, where I'll be speaking to the women in law enforcement. They call them WIFO, Women in Law Enforcement, in Federal Law Enforcement, Women in Federal Law Enforcement. And then I'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I'll be speaking to the NOBLE. They are called NOBLE, National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives.
Okay.
So, the major ones, there are smaller ones within the town here or within the state, but the major ones, Florida, I'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas, then I'll be in Detroit in August speaking to big blacks in government. These are federal employees who are black folks. They're about 5,000 members strong. They will be having their conference in Detroit, Michigan, and I'll be there in August. And then I'll be coming west. I'll be coming to San Diego first week in September, Labor Day weekend. I'll be in San Diego.
Oh, well, maybe since you're going to be that close to the Phoenix area, maybe we can get you to come over here during that time.
I can stop over.
Stop over, yeah. So that's wonderful that you get a chance, and hopefully that you will be talking about change in every one of these cities that you are going to be visiting.
Actually, 3 out of 4 will be on change.
Oh, so that's a big topic everywhere, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a big topic.
It is a very big topic. So I'm looking at the clock, and we're almost getting ready to end in a few more minutes. So is there anything else that you want to, some tidbits or anything that you would like to share, anything else you would like to share with our audience?
Yes, let me quickly tell the story of a young man that was walking along the beach one day, exploring the caves along the beach. He he will go into a cave, look around, he will come out, and then he will continue his journey. At a point, he went into a cave, and as he was coming back out, he found a canvas bag full of clay balls. It was as if somebody had molded the clay balls, left them in the sun to bake, and then put them in the canvas bag. This young man took the canvas bag with him as he was coming out, and he kept walking along the beach. Each time he would dip his hand into the canvas bag, he would pick a clay ball and he would fling it into the ocean. He did this for several hours, for several miles, until he accidentally dropped one of the clay balls that split open, and out of it was a precious stone. He looked at it, he saw it, and then he picked another one, he cracked it open, he saw another precious stone inside. And so he cracked open all the clay balls he had left in the bag, and in each of them was a precious stone. He tried to remember how many of those clay balls he had flung into the sea. He couldn't remember because he had been walking along that beach for a while. The point is that when change comes to you, it will be ugly, it will make you uncomfortable, it will make you feel strange. But if you take the pain to look inside, you are going to find something beautiful beyond your wildest imagination. So when you see change, don't settle for what you see on the outside, because within that change, there is an opportunity.
Wow. Hola. Fantastic. You know, I don't think I want to even go further or add anything else to that, because that is just a wonderful closing to our program today, is to look within, or to look at these wonderful presents that we will be presented, but they may not be in the colorful wrapping papers that we get for our birthdays, birthdays, everybody, or for a Christmas or any other occasion. They may be in a brown paper bag or in a duffel bag. There may be, it's disguised, but it's up to us to step out of our comfort zone into our curiosity and you know, say, let me see what's here. Wonderful. I love that story.
Thank you.
Yes, and so before we close, again, Ola, how can our listening audience get in touch with you again?
They can call my phone number, which is 713-283-5141. Or you can go to my last and you'll find me.
Okay. So, Ola, it has been a pleasure. I knew it would be because I know you, and it's just been a pleasure talking about change. And so everybody, take a hint and embrace change. And if when you embrace change, everyone, you are going to find that you will be living a better life. And when you are living a better life, you're going to have so much joy in your life, that you are going to be living a better life and a life that is more wealthier. So everybody, tune in next week for The Joy of Wealthy Living with your wonderful host, me, Dr. Ann. And thank you again, Ola, for being our guest today.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday to you, too. See you on Facebook. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program with Dr. Ann Williamson. If you'd like to contact Dr. Ann, go to her website, www.myjoyenterprise.com or email her at drann@myjoyenterprise.com. We'll see you back here next week.